That's 800-735-1776.
Special counsel Robert Mueller now wants the White House to turn over documents for the Russia probe, as reports are federal investigators want the documents related to the president's firing of former FBI Director James Comey and ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Senate Republican John McCain could once again cast the vote that decides whether a GOP health care bill passes or fails. Joe Gomez with more.
Fellow Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake says he's been speaking with McCain about the bill.
He has spoke eloquently, I can tell you, every day in our lunches or wherever we're meeting together. He's talking about getting back to regular order, and he sees it in the Armed Services Committee. He's the chairman. He works that process well. I admire him for it.
Senator John McCain's vote against July's so-called skinny repeal of Obamacare killed the measure. He says he objected because the bill wasn't subjected to Senate rules known as regular order, with hearings, amendments, and floor debate.
Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
We're clearing out summer inventory at the Yellow Tag Clearance Sale at Lumber Liquidators. Take 20% off Woodlook waterproof floors with coupon, like top-rated Avella Woodlook Tile and Click Ceramic Plank. Get 10 to 23% off all Dream Home X2O water-resistant laminate and 10% off all Builder's Pride and Virginia Millworks pre-finished hardwood. More from 39 cents, and take an extra 10% off clearance at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the Yellow Tag Clearance Deals at Lumber Liquidators today.
Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is warning Americans to be careful monitoring credit reports after the massive data breach at credit firm Equifax. In comments to reporters, Yellen's calling the Equifax hack a very serious data breach, and she says the Fed sees the threat of cyber attacks as one of the most significant risks to the financial sector. First Daughter Ivanka Trump opens up about one of her biggest struggles after having her three kids.
With each of my three children, I had some level of postpartum depression.
The president's daughter discussing it on an episode of the Dr. Oz Show. The 35-year-old has an unpaid advisory role in the Trump administration and is an advocate for working women.
It was a very challenging emotional time for me because I felt like I was not living up to my potential as a parent or as an entrepreneur and as an executive.
She says to be credible in her role at the White House, she felt that she had to go public with her struggle. The CDC says at least 10% of U.S. women experience postpartum depression after giving birth. And it seems the Navy's using Xbox video game controllers to operate the periscopes on some of its nuclear-powered submarines. The periscopes use what are called photonic masts to display images on screens down below. The Navy decided to start using the controllers after sailors complained the previous $40,000 controllers were bulky, heavy, and took too long to learn. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the Toys R Us bankruptcy and how small business should be worried by it. I'll also be talking about the risks and rewards of temporary staffing and how the business call is making a comeback. It's Thursday, September 21st, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we do that, we take a look at the weather. It's currently 80 beautiful degrees here in Flemington at 12:06, and the forecast shows that today it'll be warm, mostly sunny with a high of 82 and a low of 66. For tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny with a high of 85 degrees and a low of 65. For Saturday, it'll be partly sunny and very warm with a high of 83 and a low of 65. For Sunday, it'll be partly sunny, very warm, a high of 88 and a low of 67. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently down 22.76 to 22,389.83. The NASDAQ down 21.50 to 6433.59. S&P 500 down 3.81 to 2504.43. And oil is down 13 cents to $50.56 per barrel. Gold down $20.30 to $1,296.10 an ounce. I want to say hello to Danielle and Lewis who are watching on Facebook. Facebook viewers, you are now up to date. Now it's time to switch over and listen to the rest of the show at www.hunterdonchamberradio.com. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and the program, as I mentioned, is called Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join me on this beautiful Thursday afternoon here in Flemington, New Jersey, and around the world. Hope it's better where you are than it has been of late with hurricanes and earthquakes and fires and floods. Just been a rough time all over, and hopefully wherever you are, it's getting a lot better. So, again, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, check out the entire schedule of programming at www.hunterdonchamberradio.com. While on the internet, we ask that you please go to Facebook and like this page as well as all the other pages that are open for our program hosts. If you're looking for this one, it's Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot. You'll get weekly updates on what's happening on the program, anything that is going on midweek that I think will be of interest to business owners, people that work in business. We'll obviously be posting that as well. So definitely want to thank you for tuning in today. We start each program with what I call the business quote of the week. Now, people have criticized me a little bit on the business quote of the week because they say, well, sometimes it's a business person, and sometimes it's a religious leader, and sometimes it's a civil rights activist, sometimes it's a sports celebrity. How do you correlate all that, and how do you turn that into a business quote of the week? And a lot of times, it's not so much who's saying the message, but what the message is saying and how can you relate that into your personal efforts at work. So I dipped into the sports celebrity pile today for today's quote. A friend of mine and just a great gentleman, Mario Andretti, IndyCar driver, Formula One driver. He's driven everything. He's won in everything, including NASCAR. Great driver, lives in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, just a great, great gentleman. If you ever get to spend 5 minutes with Mario, you're a better person for it. But he says this, desire is the key to motivation, but it's determination and commitment to an unrelenting pursuit of your goal, a commitment to excellence that will enable you to attain the success you seek. Let's do it one more time. We always repeat the business quote of the week. Desire is the key to motivation, but it's the determination and commitment to an unrelenting pursuit of your goal, a commitment to excellence that will enable you to attain the success you seek. Now, when you read that and hear that, I want you to think about your own business. And I want you to think back to when you first opened your business or when you first became a manager, a director, a CEO, a VP, wherever you're at in business right now. Are you motivated? Do you have the desire every day when your feet hit the floor to do the very best that you can? Do you have that determination and commitment to achieve that unrelenting pursuit of your goal? And then right in the middle of that quote, when he says those words, a commitment to excellence, do you bring that to the table every single day? And if you do, then hopefully it will help you enable the success you seek. Today's business quote, from Mario Andretti. So hopefully you have all those traits and you bring that to the table. But sometimes in business, it's hard. And people say, like, you seem to be up all the time. Why is that? And, you know, I always tell the it's part joke, but mostly serious. I set a goal for myself every night when I go to sleep. And my goal is very simple. I want to wake up in the morning. And when I wake up in the morning, I've already achieved the first thing I set out to do. The rest of the day is gravy. And then I always have like 10 more things that I need to get done during the day. So, you know, I've already accomplished the first one. I'm on a roll. Now, if I don't wake up, then I've got some other issues. Looking forward to tomorrow night. I'll be at Bazelon Field in Bridgewater to announce the Bridgewater Raton High School football game against Phillipsburg. Last week against Hillsborough, what a nail biter, but it came down to a Bridgewater win, 31-30. That was fun. That came down to a missed extra point on the part of Hillsborough. They tried for two and missed, and Bridgewater won by one. Also want to make mention that the Seward Johnson sculptures are still around Flemington. There are five sculptures located throughout the town. Make sure that you – and they've been at the Grounds for Sculpture down near Princeton for some time. But this is a very unique exhibit. A lot of buzz is being created by these exhibits where people are saying, I have to get to Flemington and see these things. And what was funny was when it was announced that they were being installed, there was a lot of negative talk on Facebook, like, why do we need these things? I can't believe we're spending this kind of money. And the next thing you know, as soon as they're put in, it was a 180-degree shift, a complete pivot, and all of a sudden people are saying, this is the greatest thing that's happened. I can't wait to come. They're inviting their friends to come. So please, by all means, make plans to visit Flemington, see the different Seward Johnson sculptures, maybe stop by and have lunch at one of our great restaurants here in town, and explore Flemington. I think you'll really enjoy it. A lot of people explored Flemington last week with Jazz Fest on Friday night. It was great. Crowd size estimates, somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 people came to Flemington for the first night of the three-day Jazz Fest between Flemington, Somerville, and New Brunswick. Again, thanks to Joey Novick for his Herculean efforts in organizing all the volunteers. And thanks to Ann Meredith, the chairman of the FCP, for putting that all together. But what a great time it is in Flemington when you have all those people coming to town and then visiting businesses that are open, visiting restaurants. It's a great time. And then Monday night, we had the Flemington Community Partnership Stakeholders Meeting over at Lone Eagle Brewing. Again, thank you to Lone Eagle for hosting that event. And what's interesting here is in the past 8 years, as I've been involved in the Flemington Business Improvement District and now the Flemington Community Partnership, is seeing the interest level grow. You know, when we used to have public meetings with the bid, we'd get maybe 20 people at the courthouse. The first couple of meetings with the FCP, again, 15, 20 people. We had over 120 people here on Monday night for the stakeholder meeting, and we launched our banner campaign. We took votes on which will be the poll banners art selection, so we'll have that announcement in a few days. And it's great to see that vibe where property owners are interested in what's going on, business owners are interested in what's going on, and it seems as if there is, you know, this shift in this mentality, like, you know, we believe in you, we think you can do it, and, you know, we're behind you. So that's the kind of thing I'm looking forward to. And I always say, man, you give me 10 people that are motivated to accomplish a goal, we can accomplish anything. You know, you give me 10 people that, you know, are all stars and thinking just for themselves, we'll accomplish nothing. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100andchamberradio.com. When we come back, more interesting stories here on the program, including why the Toys R Us bankruptcy should have small business owners worried. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100andchamberradio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hey, Big C here doing a little practicing for the Hunterton County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off a Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterton Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterton Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business, it's all mine, taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me this afternoon. My name is Jim Gano, the host of the program with you every Thursday at this time. And our next story is about Toys R Us, which you may have heard has filed for bankruptcy this week. Facing imminent deadlines, Toys R Us, which owes hundreds of million dollars in debt, said Monday that it has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The move comes on the cusp of the all-important holiday season, a period in which many retailers earn nearly half of their annual revenue. And at a time when, at a time of year when it's particularly lucrative for the giant toy seller. And the filing has been a long time in the making. It also strikes the heart of one of the nation's most iconic retailers, a household name for more than a generation. Toys R Us pioneered big box toy retailing generations ago, a national chain that displaced many smaller neighborhood toy stores. The company emphasized that its roughly 1,600 locations will remain open, and it will continue to work with suppliers to make sure that its shelves remain well stocked with games and toys through the holiday season. The company made the filing in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Eastern District in Richmond, Virginia. Its Canadian subsidiary plans to make a similar petition in Ontario Superior Court later this week. Today marks the dawn of a new era at Toys R Us, where we expect that the financial constraints that have held us back will be addressed in a lasting and effective way, said David Brandon, who's the company's CEO, noting that the restructuring will enable it to deal more effectively with its $5 billion in long-term debt. Brandon added that the bankruptcy filing will provide us with greater financial flexibility to invest in our business, continue to improve the customer experience in our physical stores and online, and strengthen our competitive position in an increasingly challenging and rapidly changing retail marketplace worldwide. The toy giant had been working with attorneys at the firm Kirkland & Ellis to explore options to the deal most immediately, with $400 million in debt due by the end of this year. The bankruptcy filing may take some shoppers reluctant to make Toys R Us a destination during the upcoming holidays, and there may be gaps on some shelves if skittish suppliers decide to hold back on some deliveries. Bankruptcy could also give the toy store chain some relief, enabling it to cancel leases and abandon poorly performing locations. Toys R Us becomes just the latest retailer to seek bankruptcy protection at a time when traditional stores are struggling to draw foot traffic and compete with the rise of Amazon and other online sellers. Aerosols, Payless Shoe Source, Wet Seal, and Gymboree are among the dozens of other traditional brick-and-mortar chains who have also filed bankruptcy protection this year. As online shopping gains more popularity, retail stores like Macy's and Sears have been closing hundreds of storefronts and focusing on their presence on the Internet. Toys R Us has carried a heavy debt load since it became a private company in 2005. Its private equity investors KKR, Bain Capital, and Vornado Realty Trust initially planned to earn back their investment with a public stock offering, but that plan fell apart 3 years later when the Great Recession hit. Brandon came on board as chief executive in 2015 to steer a turnaround that aimed to prepare the company for either another attempt to go public or a potential sale. The company, which acknowledged lagging behind its peers when it comes to its digital experience, also revamped its website this summer, but success has been elusive. Toys R Us now trails Walmart, the biggest toy seller in the U.S., and shoppers have a range of online options when browsing for gadgets and games. The toy store chain's long-term debt was $5 billion as of April 29th. It had $701 million in liquidity, which included $400 million in committed lines of credit. To facilitate its restructuring, a group led by J.P. Morgan, along with other lenders, will give Toys R Us more than $3 billion in financing. Toys R Us is committed to working with its vendors to help ensure that inventory levels are maintained and products continue to be delivered in a timely fashion, the company said. So there's the story. Toys R Us has filed for bankruptcy. Now, in the teaser to the program, I said how this is bad news for small businesses. And here's the reason why. You're seeing a couple of changes in the retail marketplace. Walmart announced that they are not doing any seasonal hiring this Christmas season. And that's typically a big time for people to get temporary employment, 2 to 3 months, potentially convert into a full-time position if they work out. But if nothing else, they work for 2 or 3 months out of the year, taking them off the unemployment rolls. What's happening here is Walmart has said they're just going to stick with their current staffing and offer them more hours. So probably close to 10 to 15,000 jobs that would have been available aren't going to be available this year. Toys R Us said they need to strengthen their competitive position in an increasingly challenging and rapidly changing retail marketplace worldwide. They also quoted the rise of Amazon. You know, I can buy My Little Pony at Toys R Us, or I can Google it or go on Amazon and buy My Little Pony if I wanted one for Russ or anybody else. And it'll be at my doorstep tomorrow. So we're starting to see where Amazon is starting to chip away at typical brick-and-mortar installations. And maybe with 1,600 locations, that's too many for somebody like Toys R Us. But you're starting to see a bit of a shift, and we are starting to see a lot of big-box retailers close up. Sears, Macy's, and many others are starting to leave that traditional brick-and-mortar store. Sears relying heavily now on online sales, but they're leaving Guangzhou, they're leaving several other locations as well. So for the small business owner, you really have to look at what you're selling and what makes you unique, and then you have to totally work and emphasize your customer service experience, because it's no longer about just, oh, well, I like shopping at this store because they're nice people. People have to get more value out of something than just, a good price. You know, so we've had many stories on the station and on the program about the customer service experience. Are you providing that? What are you doing different that an Amazon can't do? What are you doing differently? You know, in my business, you know, on the trophy side, there's plenty of internet companies that sell trophies. If we make a mistake, we fix it. No questions asked. We're just going to fix it. And I have had so many times when customers have left us, gone to an internet company, and the order comes in. It comes in wrong. There's mistakes in the engraving. It's late. And then they come to us saying, you know, can you help me? Can you fix this? And we typically will do that. But a lot of times, shopping local is better than the internet. And that's going to be a huge theme at the Chamber of Commerce Expo this year, the Shop Local, Shop Hotter Than. We're actually going to be selling T-shirts there with that theme and messaging on it. So it's kind of important that, you know, as a retailer, you look and you say, what can I do? Do you have to diversify your product line? Do you have to change your pricing strategy? Do you have to be able to carry more inventory so that people don't have to wait after they make a purchase? So there's a lot of factors that go into what's going to make the brick-and-mortar store, whether it's the size of Toys R Us or it's just a mom-and-pop shop on Main Street, survive over the coming years. And you're going to need to be ready for that, and you have to study it. It's not something that you can just say, you know, you can't use it as an excuse and a crutch. You have to study it. You have to be able to compete with it, and then you have to be able to beat it if you're going to survive. And one great area to do that is in looking at additional product lines. And, you know, are there ways that you can expand or diversify your product line so that there's more to offer the customer each time that they come into your business? Well, there's a lot of talk lately about the business call. And if you think websites and social media have replaced the phone, you're probably wrong. Customers are using smartphones to find your business, and they're still making a lot of calls, too. Now, when Ellen Grinsfelder saw that the volume of calls coming into the inn and spa at Cedar Falls was often more than her team could answer, she actually had to hire an answering service to handle the overflow. The decision was an easy one, she said, because customer service is a priority for the Result in Hocking Hills, Ohio. And phone calls are often a would-be guest's first impression of the inn, Grinsfelder said. As I tell our staff, they're the first contact to close the sale. She said, if customers are calling, they want the information now. They don't want to wait. It's a lesson more businesses need to learn, says Jeannie Gockin, who's the president and CEO of Futurecom Technologies, a communication service provider. Companies that don't pay attention to phone calls are likely losing business, especially in light of the growing number of people who are using their smartphones to research goods and services. It may sound counterintuitive, but the rise in mobile internet use is making the traditional phone call as important as ever. As more smartphones offer built-in click-to-call features, the need for companies to be prepared to answer customer calls in a timely and efficient manner is increasing. People like to get information from a website, but when they have a specific question or service issue, then they want to talk to someone. She said, the phone has never lost its importance. Unfortunately, our focus was averted to other modes of entry, and it shouldn't have gotten lost. Business owners need to recognize that their website should be operating in conjunction with their phone rather than emphasizing with one over the other. 88% of consumers who search for a type of local business on a mobile device call or go to that business within 24 hours, according to a 2011 Google Mobile Movement study. Many companies thought they could ignore the phone once their website was up. But that's not an effective strategy. The phone is still very, very important, said Jennifer Abernethy, who's the owner of Socially Delivered, a company that provides social media services. As more and more companies automate their social media, it has lost its effectiveness as a way for customers to spark a dialogue with businesses. One of the reasons social media took off was that people wanted to be acknowledged, she said. With so many people automating their social, it's getting very noisy and no one is listening. So people want to be listened to again. For many customers, that means picking up the phone and calling a business. Having a phone and answering it in a professional manner should be a no-brainer for businesses, Abernethy said. You want to make it easy for people to connect with you, she said. Everyone has a different method, whether it's phone, text, email, snail mail. You've got to be open to all prospective customers. She encourages clients to list their phone number on their LinkedIn profiles and Facebook pages, as well as their business websites. Including a phone number sends a clear message that the business wants to connect with customers. It tells me that they are really interested in building a relationship. It means the difference between building a relationship and being another number. If you want to impress callers with your outstanding customer service, you want to make sure that you train your staff to answer the phone in a manner befitting the business and its brand. Being polite is the easiest way to make a great impression. Don't go easy on please and thank you. Think about all the reasons a customer would call the company and make sure the person answering the phone knows how to address each of those issues or can send the caller to the appropriate person. If you don't know the answer to a caller's question, you should still offer to help. Be prepared to offer responses such as, I'd be happy to find that out for you and call you back, or let me put you in touch with the best person to answer that. And don't overlook voicemail. A positive, engaging greeting can help generate business. When a caller thanks you, don't leave them hanging. Follow up with a sincere, you're welcome, or it was my pleasure. I want you to go to your website right now and look at the contact page or the About Us page. I can't believe how many businesses don't list a phone number. How many don't tell me where they're located. I was placing an order the other day, and I had to know the UPS shipping. So where was this company located? It took me forever to find where the company was located, only to find out they're in Florida. Florida's been hit hard with damage, so I need to know, could the product be shipped in time? And then it took me probably another 20 minutes to find a good contact number. Then when I finally made contact and I found out that they're in Jacksonville, they didn't have any damage, they could ship the product, we went ahead and placed the order. But I probably lost a good half hour in the process just trying to find out where they were.
make sure that doesn't happen with your business. Be upfront and honest and let them know that you're there and you're ready to take their call. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. We're going to step away for a quick news break. When we come back, more from Taking Care of Business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's in very, very, very perilous shape. Very sad what happened to Puerto Rico.
President Trump talking to reporters today about the damage in Puerto Rico left behind by Hurricane Maria.
Puerto Rico got hit with winds. They say they've never seen winds like this anywhere. It got hit as a Category 5 storm, which just literally never happens.
FEMA officials say rescue efforts are already on the way, with planes bringing food, clothing, and clean water to the island. At least 245 people now confirmed dead after Tuesday's magnitude 7.1 earthquake in central Mexico. Over 20 children and 4 adults died when a school in Mexico City collapsed. Search crews and volunteers are desperately trying to reach several children who are believed to still be alive and trapped beneath the wreckage. 40 buildings at least have been destroyed. USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, New Jersey. So glad you could join me. 5 divisions at Crown Trophy, including our awards division, our sign shop, our custom imprinted apparel, promotional items, and varsity jackets. So if you ever need any of those items, feel free to stop by or give us a call at Crown Trophy of Flemington, 908-782-1476. Talked to a lot of business owners recently, and one of the topics that always comes up, in addition to cash flow, there's always the second topic, and that is hiring. And a lot of people said that they're getting away from trying to hire people on a permanent basis because it usually doesn't work out. They're looking at temporary staffing. And, you know, they wanted to know, are there any do's and don'ts of temporary staffing? Are there any pitfalls of temporary staffing? And the first thing I would tell you is that if you're looking for temporary, if you're going to try to do it by yourself, you're opening yourself up to a huge headache. So maybe that's the time when you want to start talking to a recruiting firm. I've mentioned on the program before Barry Smith from Management Recruiters of Bridgewater, which is located out here in Clinton or Flemington, and then also Jim Lynch from, you'll hear his commercials on the program as well, Regional Personnel. So any of those two, you know, could definitely get you started. But hiring someone for short-term employment to fill your temporary staffing needs can create a long-term headache if you aren't careful. Now, temporary staffing is one of those employment strategies that, depending on what you've heard, has either an excellent reputation or a terrible one. The fact that views are often mixed is for good reason. It all comes down to factors such as what agency you're using, the personality and skills of the temp, and how the employer manages the temp and the work culture. If you're thinking of bringing in some people for short-term employment, like the holidays, into your workplace, let's keep the following tips in mind. First, find out who is withholding the taxes and collecting the tax forms. Are you doing the withholding and collecting forms like the W-4 and the I-9 forms, or will the temporary staffing agency be doing that? You would think it would be the employment agency, but that's not always the case, says Nance Schick, an attorney and arbitrator and mediator. Far too many businesses are hiring through agencies that they think will be the employers of record when, in fact, the agency is nothing more than a matching service for 1099 miscellaneous contractors or other business owners to meet clients. In states like New York, when the relationship is not clear at the outset, I often see them fall apart and end up in the Department of Labor, entangled in an unemployment insurance claim that leads to a workers' compensation inquiry and penalties in both agencies. Well, gee, that sounds like a lot of fun. If you're bringing in temporary staffing from an agency, consider finding out who's doing what first. The second point is to make sure you give the temp a decent orientation. Peter Yang, who is the co-founder of Resume Go, headquartered in Boston, says that he has hired temps numerous times. Overall, it's been a good experience, he said. But Yang also says that you shouldn't fall into the trap of thinking that your temporary employee will know intuitively what to do. So use this as an opportunity to test different backgrounds than what you'd normally expect. They go in with the preconceived notions of how things should be done without taking into full consideration how things really are done at your company, said Yang. That's why Yang always gives his temporary staffers examples of the quality of work that he expects them to produce. Kind of like setting the bar, be the bar. The third tip, use a temporary staffing agency as a hiring platform. Kerry Wood, a co-founder of Toronto-based LeaseRef, an online commercial lease review company, the company has three part-time employees, and they all come from a temp agency. Our intent has been to hire people on a temp basis as a litmus test, Wood said. She and her business partner, husband Jeff Howell, look for people who are very interested in landing a permanent position. It helps them weed out the people who are simply looking for a paycheck. Wood says that she and her husband have even created evergreen training videos with some mistakes purposefully put in the videos, but don't tell anybody. The good temps come to us when they discover a problem with the training videos, while the great temps solve the problem and then let us know the issue with the training videos. She explains the bad temps either do not notice or they fail to report any issues at all. They are the ones that won't last long. Fourth, bring in a temp who doesn't have the background you'd look for in a full-time employee. Remember, you're looking for temporary help, not a full-time worker. Now, sure, it's terrific if you can find somebody with the perfect background for the job, but if you're only looking for temporary staffing and the temp appears intelligent and nimble, this can also be the perfect time to experiment with who you're hiring. Use this as an opportunity to test different backgrounds than what you would normally expect, says Kristen McAllister, who is the president and co-owner of Sirius Executives, an Irvine, California-based company that specializes in providing executives for short-term employment. McAllister once had a client who went through four office support employees in about 2 years before trying out someone McAllister found. The temporary staffer the client used was a former 911 operator with no obvious experience in the position. 2 years later, the client still laughs that she never would have thought to hire a former 911 operator with no office background, but it was a great fit. And fifth, vet the temporary staffing agency. Now, you're probably hoping that the temporary staffing agency will thoroughly check out anyone looking for short-term employment. But you need to make sure that you do a thorough job of researching the agency. And that means looking at online reviews and preferably getting recommendations from fellow business owners. Now, while it may not save you, it can't hurt. Janet Carney, who is based out of New York City, is a co-founder of Vegan Pregnancy and Parenting, LLC. And she and her two co-founders have two full-time employees and seven people who operate as either volunteers or interns. Every once in a while, they've brought in temporary staffing, but it has always ended in a disaster, she says. We have a required skill set, which isn't that extensive. Spanish speaking, basic computer skills, requirements in knowing how to enter invoices into QuickBooks. In all the temp agencies we've used, never has someone come to us with all three. The agency will outright lie and say they thought the person had it. So just because you hire a temporary staffing agency to supply qualified temps doesn't mean it'll work out. And this can mean the arrangement may even be more temporary than you imagine. In one instance, Carney had a temp answering phones. Two suppliers had called asking to be paid. The temp never passed along the messages to Carney or her business partners, and she later learned that one supplier had called five times in one day. Carney eventually gave up on the temps, finding someone part-time through word of mouth. And 3 months later, that part-time employee became a full-time staffer. However you handle your temp staffing, don't rush the process, Schick cautions. As a small business owner, I understand that we get busy and we often wait too long to hire help. So our hiring decisions, especially through agencies, can be made hastily. But these decisions, when rushed, almost never work out as well as we would like. And worse yet, they can cause far greater losses than the time it would have taken for us to make very strategic, fully informed hiring decisions. So a couple of do's and don'ts in the world of temporary staffing. There was one part in that story that I really, kind of hit the nail on the head. And that is, when you're running your business, you need to be forward thinking. And a lot of times business owners, managers, they're only stuck in today. They're not thinking about do I need to bring in July? You're not thinking, how many people do I need to bring in for the Christmas rush? You're just thinking, how am I going to get through today? How am I going to get through July 4th? So the tip there is be a little more forward thinking. Everybody start looking at your calendar and be looking 3 months to 6 months out. So what will your needs be then? And then sit with the temp agency and tell them specifically exactly what this person's going to be doing. And don't be shy about telling the temp agency, if you provide me with crap, I'm not paying you. Plain and simple. Because if you get an employee who's just a body in a chair, that's not going to help you. They have to have certain skill sets, so make sure you lay that out perfectly. And the onboarding process, full-time, part-time, temporary, I don't care. Onboard your employees. It's the number one area where businesses seem to be failing lately. So make sure that you are onboarding properly, because you want your employees, whether full-time, part-time, or temp, to get out of the blocks running and not be held back because they don't know. I have a perfect story where I know of a gentleman who started a job with a Fortune 500 company, probably a Fortune 10 company. Okay. First day on the job. Nobody knew where his desk was. He didn't have business cards printed. Didn't get a laptop for nearly 2 weeks. Didn't get the company car he was promised for nearly a month. That was a horrible onboarding process. You're setting the person up for failure, and you're really making them lose confidence. All that excitement they had about that the first day and joining your company goes right out the window, because it looks as if HR, or who's ever responsible for the onboarding, has no clue what they're doing. And, you know, I know of another person who just accepted a position with a company, and they're already telling her, here's what we've done. We've got your business cards printed. They'll be on your desk when you show up. We have your desk. We're getting your phone extension. We have everything ready for you for the day that you start. That's a beautiful situation, providing everything works out. They're programming a laptop computer for her now. That's the way to do it, is make sure you're ready to rock come day one. Sometimes we hire people and say, hey, can you start Monday? And it's Thursday. There may not be time to get all that in order. But walk them through the place. Introduce them to their coworkers. Don't make them, you know, feel lonely and on an island the first day they show up. The onboarding process, again, temporary, part-time, full-time, doesn't matter. Probably the most critical thing you will ever do is day one with a new employee. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com and WHCRDB. When we come back, we're going to have a story on how to know when it's time to expand your small business. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Why else?
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, as hopefully you have been for close to 6 years now. So we're getting ready to celebrate our six-year anniversary here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Tell all your friends and neighbors about the best-kept secret in Hunterdon County, and that is Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We have so many program hosts that offer so much knowledge and insight. We have therapists, we have counselors, we have lawyers, we have accountants. There's so much programming that you can take advantage of. Just have it on in the background in your office with some speakers, you know, flowing through the computer, and you know, find a couple of programs that you like and then tune in on a regular basis. Don't forget, if a program host mentions they have a Facebook page, like that and follow them, and then like our page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gonneau. And hopefully you'll be able to get more information from them midweek as you wait for the next show. A couple of questions been coming my way, a couple of businesses, clients that I've consulted with that have grown their businesses, and now they want to know if it's time that they should expand. And by expansion, they either mean more square footage, or they mean a second location, or in one case, a gentleman is saying that now he feels that the business is ready to be franchised. So how do you know when it's time to expand your small business? Well, first, as a small business owner, I've always embraced the mantra, you either grow or you die. I always wanted to see growth in my sales chart. Simply maintaining the status quo always seems to be a challenge. And I've met so many people where they'll have a particular number in mind, whether it's 300,000, 400,000 in sales, and they're quite happy. Don't make them do 450,000 in sales. They don't want to grow. They're happy. They don't want to work any harder. They've paid the mortgage. Car payments are made. Kids have been through college. They're just coasting. They love it. That, to me, isn't what I'm about. I'm a very competitive person by nature. But I've always felt like my business was either growing or I was losing business and losing market share. I've observed that the most successful small business owners seem to be constantly on the lookout for ways to either expand the breadth of their product or service offering or looking for opportunities to add an additional footprint within their market. Depending upon the nature of your business, the size and opportunities within your market, and whether or not you need to add additional physical locations to expand your footprint will help you determine how and where to invest resources in expansion. So let's talk about adding additional products or services, probably the easiest way to grow your business. Many businesses tend to expand by adding related products or services to what they offer their customers. Early in my small business career, I learned that there were, generally speaking, two ways to generate more income and grow my business. One, find new customers. Two, sell more to my existing customers. Most small businesses spend a lot of time and effort marketing to new potential customers. And it's an important part of building a business. And I would tell you right there that even if you're an existing business and you've had a good deal, never, ever, ever stop marketing and looking for new customers. However, at some point, many businesses realize that adding complementary products to what they offer or adding to the invoice of every customer's sale is another powerful way to increase sales and generate more income. Now, as a teenager, I worked in a small business, and that was it was a deli, so I would do everything from making deliveries to making sandwiches to stocking shelves. And the owner was pretty focused on finding as many new customers as he could, but he also spent a lot of energy looking for additional things that he could sell to his customers. It was a deli, but we also had a produce section. We had a small grocery section. We had frozen food, milk, eggs, things like that. Our customers were pretty much, you know, housewives and things like that. This was back in the 70s. And so there were a lot of complimentary products that we could sell that would help them get dinner on the table that evening. And because they liked him and the company, it wasn't too difficult to convince these people to purchase things from us rather than going to the grocery store. So there are, and then the way to grow your business is to add an additional location. Now, there are some businesses that are able to grow their business by adding additional locations. This may be the case for businesses like a florist, a garden shop, or a restaurant, or other businesses that cater to a local or regional clientele. There's a local company started about 30 or so years ago from a single location selling automobile tires, and they started to expand by offering complimentary services like full-service garage for car repair. But they didn't stop there. Now they have dozens of additional locations all across the region, and their business continues to grow as the third generation takes over. Fortunately, there are tools available to help you make decisions about where to add a new location that weren't available just a few years ago. For example, not sure if you know this, but did you know that the U.S. Census Bureau offers several tools that make it easier for you to evaluate community size, demographic data, and other information to help you make decisions about potential expansion locations? And you also want to have a robust online presence. Now, for some businesses, adding a new physical location won't really help improve the bottom line, but going online could make their products or services easier to buy or accessible to potential customers outside of their regular service area. You might think that every small business is probably already online, but people who specialize in working with small business websites tell me this isn't the case. There are still many businesses that don't have an online presence. They don't have a website, they don't have a social media presence, or they don't do any online marketing. Fortunately, there are still a number of tools available to help you build your own website, design flyers, do an email newsletter, or other promotional materials, even if you aren't a trained designer. Where you spend your energy to expand your business online can depend upon the nature of your business and whether or not you use an online presence to sell products or simply advertise. But something as simple as a business Facebook page could be the first step. Adding additional products or services, expanding into new markets, and a new location, or ramping up your online presence are all ways to grow your business, capture additional market share, and increase profits. I'd love to hear what you've done to grow your business. So please, on our Facebook page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, send me a comment and let me know. Is there anything you've done in the past 2 or 3 years, whether it's internet marketing, social media, or whatever, that helps you grow? I know you see it on Flemington Forward, Flemington United, but Joshua's Landscaping, a young kid, really does a lot of great work, and but he says that he gets most of his new business from his Facebook marketing, and that it's really helped him grow. So that is proof positive that it works, but it takes time and it takes effort, and sometimes that's where it falls off for a lot of people. So, you know, make sure that you let us know how you're building your business, and we'll share that with our listeners. One of the things that I find people aren't doing enough of, including myself, is they don't let their good reviews, like on Facebook or Yelp, help them sell product or help them promote their business. Instead, they just kind of collect dust. But positive online reviews can help your business, but only if they're recent. 73% of consumers think reviews older than 3 months are no longer relevant. Stacey Haney makes a point to connect with customers of her birthday party venue, The Glass Slipper, after each event. She typically sends an email thanking them for choosing her business and asking whether they were completely satisfied. When customers respond that their party was wonderful, she follows up with another email asking them to leave an online review. Online reviews are important to her business because would-be customers read them before they reserve a party. The more specialized your business is, the more important it is for you, because people do go online and research it, she said. Regularly soliciting this feedback also ensures that customers find recent reviews when they search her business, which makes a difference to online consumers. Nearly three-fourths of customers think that reviews older than 3 months are irrelevant, according to a 2016 survey by Bright Local. The study also showed that 7 out of 10 consumers will leave a review if asked, and that 74% of customers say positive reviews make them trust a local business more. Once the reviews are up, Haney makes sure to respond to them. Reading and responding to online reviews also is a top priority for the marketing manager at Velvet Ice Cream. In fact, that's how Nathan Arnold starts his day. It's super important to respond to almost every review, he said. It lets them know that we care about them. The family-owned ice cream company, which is more than 100 years old, prioritizes engaging with its customers, he said, by thanking those that took the time to write a positive review or responding to their particular compliment. It lets customers know their thoughts are valued. Velvet also encourages people who post photos on social media of themselves enjoying its product to write reviews. Arnold addresses negative reviews by asking the writers to send him a private message or email him so that he can try to address their concerns offline. The company has found that their commitment to engaging with their customers and reviewers encourages others to write reviews. It shows that we care about our customers and we care about our business, he said. It ensures that we have truthful and accurate reviews. In addition to communicating with the writers about the reviews, Arnold also prints them out and shares them with the relevant employees and departments. Reviews have prompted the company to create new or change old flavors and change the way it does things. So here are a couple of do's and don'ts when it comes to dealing with online reviews. Do ask satisfied customers or others engaging with your company on social media to write reviews. Do make reviews an ongoing priority. You want to keep the feedback fresh. Do respond to the majority of the reviews. Don't be defensive when replying to a negative review. You certainly don't want to start an online, you know, social media war with a potential customer. Don't overlook the value of reviews for training staff and improving the customer experience. And don't let your reviews collect dust. Even the best reviews won't do much good after 3 months. So, question is, what are customers saying about your business? And is there a method or a way that you can share that information with other customers? So, again, you know, if a person writes you a letter or they send you a text or something, say, man, your staff is the best, they're so friendly and all that stuff, and you don't do anything with it, you're hurting yourself. So make sure in your next email news, hey, we want to thank Dawn G for the lovely compliment that she sent us, and, you know, copy and paste what that was. So you want to make sure that you're always sharing with your audience, and it'll help you tremendously. I can't emphasize enough how much positive reviews can sometimes influence the next customer. Have you ever gone on Yelp looking for a restaurant when you were out of town and you scroll through and the first five are great and then all of a sudden the next 10 are negative? Did you choose to eat at that restaurant or did you say, maybe we ought to go down the road just a little bit? So again, don't ignore customer reviews. Don't force them to make them, but you know, you can certainly ask them, would you please? In sports, in Major League Baseball, in the American League, the Red Sox, Indians, and Astros lead their divisions, while in the National League, the Nationals, Cubs, and Dodgers lead their divisions. In the NFL, this is week three of the regular season. The Eagles will play the Giants, and the Jets will take on the Dolphins. And in college football, locally, 1-2 Rutgers will play 1-2 Nebraska at Nebraska at 3:30 p.m. on Saturday. The AP Top 10 looks like this in NCAA football. Heading into week four, Alabama holds down the top spot, followed by Clemson, Oklahoma, Penn State, and USC. Oklahoma State, Washington, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Ohio State round out the top 10. In NASCAR news, it was Martin Truex Jr. from New Jersey dominating the field in last week's NASCAR race, the first race of 10 in the playoffs, and he will advance to the next round. In other NASCAR news, driver Chase Elliott was penalized for a crew member adding a piece of tape to the rear spoiler. His crew chief and car chief had been suspended for one race, and Elliott was docked 15 championship points. Silly season is in full swing, and it was announced that Casey Kane will be driving the number 95 car for Levine Family Racing next year, replacing driver Michael McDowell. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice that I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better. And your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I am Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Natural disasters wreaking havoc and continuing to dominate the news, including Hurricane Maria, which has devastated much of Puerto Rico. Here's Sharon Reed.
Hurricane Maria left Puerto Rico completely without power. The governor says it could be out there for months. The Category 3 storm's expected to turn away from the U.S. mainland as it heads